I am tormented in this flame. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, our Lenten ferial mass today is for our purgatorial society. And the gospel of today's mass tells about the rich man and Lazarus. And in this gospel, we see clearly a glimpse of eternal faith, of two possible ends. Each man eventually end up either to eternal salvation or then to eternal damnation. And no matter which is each human being's end, life will be very different for us afterwards. If you look at today's gospel, you notice that this poor man Lazarus, he was a pauper. He was very much in need and was very poor man. He was despised. He was racked with pain and hunger while he was living here on earth. But when he died, the angels carried his soul to the home of the just, where he received consolation in the arms of a patriarch Abraham. And after our Lord resurrected, Lazarus would be taken to heaven to live in happiness with our Heavenly Father. On the other hand, the rich man, when he was living on earth, he led outwardly what was very good and magnificent life. He was esteemed and he was honored. He was surrounded by flatterers, and he was clad in expensive and fancy clothes, all the while feasting with luxury every day. But all this magnificence lasted only a very short time. He then died, and he was lost forever. He was punished in hell. It is remarkable that in today's gospel he says, "I am tormented in this flame." And this is truly a significant and descriptive expression. As a body which is buried in the earth is surrounded everywhere by earth from all four corners, so also the rich man, when he was buried in hell, he was surrounded everywhere by fire. Above, below, to right and to the left of him, he was surrounded by flames. On earth, there had been a splendid funeral held for him, and half of the town had attended this funeral because they were anxious to pay the rich man their last tokens of respect, all the while his soul was burning in hell. Children, the reason why rich man went to hell was that because he was punished. He who had sinned by gluttony, he was punished now by everlasting thirst. He was also punished because he was refused to give poor man Lazarus even the crumbs from his table. So the rich man now begged in vain for at least one little drop of water to cool his burning tongue. In the two ends, heaven or hell, we see very clearly the justice of God. If you do good, you go to heaven, and if you do evil, you go to hell. But today we remember also those souls suffering in purgatory who need still to be released from their punishment so that they could go to heaven. Nothing in this world that is good is left unrewarded, and nothing which is sinful in this life is left unpunished by God Almighty. It is the similar thing as with our father and our mother. If you do good, you are rewarded, and if you do bad, you are punished. And also, like in confessional, if you do bad, but you are sorry for your sins, you are truly forgiven of your sin, but you still need to make up all the evil you have done. So God is truly a merciful and he is truly a just God. He forgives the sinner when he humbly asks pardon, but his justice demands that evil gets its punishment. So when we do sins on earth, we have to be sure that we confess them here and we make the penance and restitution already in this life, because if we don't, we need to make them in the life, in the next life. These are the poor souls suffering in purgatory, and by praying for them, we want to help them so that they would soon be released in the joyfulness of heaven, like the soul of Lazarus was released. The story of the rich man is a reminder us not to do evil, because if we do evil and refuse to be sorry and make restitution of it, we will also be punished very severely. But we should remember that it is only for bad people who is reserved the everlasting punishment of hell. Nobody goes to hell unless he truly has deserved it and unless he has refused to be sorry for his sins. So, dear children, remember today the dangers of being attached to sin and do all in your power that you make restitution for your sins already here on this earth. And pray also for those poor souls who are now making restitution and suffering punishment in purgatory, that they would soon be released. And you notice also that the many riches in this story for the rich man were temptations for him, and they were means for him to misuse God's gift, and the riches led him to love them more than he loved God. Be always very careful not to collect too many riches for yourself in this life, because they might become temptations for sin for you. And if you are very jealous of rich people, thinking that they have all this fortune and you have so little, then think of today's story and ask, would you really like to change place with them? So many people with lots of fortune end up like rich man of today's story, and so many poor people who suffer patiently and put their trust to God, they are rewarded in everlasting heaven. God is truly just God, and he is also merciful God. So fear the just God and keep his commandments, and you will end up like good Lazarus did in heaven in the arms of Jesus and Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.